PhiladelphiaEagles.com at the East-West Shrine Game here in St. Petersburg, Florida. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net recapping the second day of practice here at the East-West Shrine Game. The morning practice for the East rained out because of rain, of course. The West team, finally we got to see them in pads. Some guys impressed, especially along the line that you thought.
Yeah, Dakota Dozier, the college left tackle from Furman, was pushed inside to his natural position of guard. I thought he did very well. Blocks with terrific fundamentals. Did good as both in pass protection as well as a run blocker. Really showed like he belonged. Charles Leno, another college left tackle, stayed at left tackle today. I think he's going to eventually be moved into guard. A lot stronger than people expected. Really did not give up much room. Was able to hold the defensive lineman out all day in one-on-one and did a good job in scrimmage as well.
Cassius Marsh on the defensive side of the ball has that length that the Eagles may be looking for. He was impressive. Who else on the defensive side?
I also thought that Josh Morrow, another Pac-12 guy from Stanford, someone who, you know, scouts wanted to wait and see how he did, had a terrific year, showed a lot of skill today, played inside a defensive tackle, showed great quickness off the snap, uses his hands well, fundamentally sound, got a lot of penetration, really just kept beating his opponent in one-on-one drills all day. I think for the first day of full pads practice, Morrow really established himself as one of the better defensive linemen from the West.
Eagles also looking for length in the secondary. On the East team, who did not practice today, Pierre Desir from Lindenwood is the guy to watch. On the West team, Shaquille Richardson from Arizona had a big day. And then the safeties, who impressed you at safety?
I thought that Alden Darby of Arizona State gave a lot more than I expected. That's one of the things about the these games, these all-star games. You go in with expectations, and when players exceed them, you know, that really stands out. And I thought Darby showed well in pass coverage, showed some range in center field, very athletic, quick guy. So I think he doesn't have the great size that you may want in the safety, but we're seeing smaller and smaller safeties make it in the NFL these days.
Some of the guys with size at safety are on the East team. Trey Boston from North Carolina, Hakeem Smith from Louisville are those guys to watch, and then A.J. Marshall from famed football powerhouse Wake Forest University. And Tony, how about the quarterbacks here down at the Shrine Game? The better ones are probably on the East team, right?
Oh, hands down. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo of Eastern Illinois was terrific yesterday. He's probably going to get a Senior Bowl invite. We'll see him next week in Mobile. Also, Jeff Matthews of Cornell, I thought, had a terrific day. Has the physical skills, but somewhere in the middle of the practice yesterday, all of a sudden things started to click for him mentally. Was the best quarterback on the field by the end of practice.
Should be a good day of practice on Wednesday as we see which of these players bounce back from tough performances and who continues to shine down here at the East-West Shrine Game. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf. Thanks for watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.